game real quick?
Sure. Just a huge team win. Total team win. Started off by pick six here, setting the tempo and the tone for our defense, playing a great game. Made some schematic adjustments coming into it to kind of combat their bigger bodies with at least one of our slightly smaller bodies than them. That's a great team that we beat. Unbelievably talented, man for man, and led by a guy that again is an icon of the game of football, and a guy that's made me a better coach this week. Mac Brown, again, just can't say enough good things about his contributions to college football and obviously to Texas and the University of Texas. Total team win. Very happy to send Nick out on the right note. I think his guys were playing for themselves and certainly playing for him of being a much maligned group these last few weeks and coming up huge and finish it, bookending it with pick sixes. I'm not sure how Derek Malone scored. We need to do some sort of physiological study on that kid because he's welded together, tacked. There was some sawdust thrown in there and spackled him together, and somehow he scored. But a huge win and something that our young guys need to build from and use as a boomerang into our kind of our next phase academically and strength training, et cetera, on into spring ball. And sending out these seniors in a winning fashion is something that is very, very pleasing.
Avery, what did you guys do differently after they went for the 84-yard touchdown drive and kind of mashed it down your throat? What did you guys do as far as adjustments to kind of change things around and stop in the rest of the game?
Not much. I mean, we kind of stuck to our game plan, just brought a little pressure off the edge still. And, you know, it was enough to our D-line did an incredible job today. And, you know, they're kind of the reason that we won, I feel like.
Avery, what did you see on that interception? Was the ball? I mean, obviously it was tipped right to you, but you kind of just were in the right. You were just in the right spot at the right time.
I was just following his eyes, and you know, I told Efo I got his help, and I have the inside, and you know, we kind of sandwiched them together, and you know, I was able to get a lucky and get a pick. That's the first person I thought about when I caught the ball, and I wanted to score for him, and he's the most special person to me that's ever coached me, and you know, I just wanted to do it for him. And like I said, I mean, we both come from the same high school, so you know, I felt real good to do that for him.
Avery, just in general, defense scoring more points than Texas's offense did. For Nick, was that on your guys' mind? And was this an inspired performance specifically because it was Nick's last game?
It definitely was. I mean, even in our clap session today, he told us he wanted some touchdowns on the defensive side. I mean, he didn't even specify how many touchdowns he wanted. And, you know, we were able to get two today.
Did he say anything to you guys special beforehand, before he took the field, about coaching you guys?
I mean, he was himself. He didn't want this to be about him, but all us players, all us defensive players, we knew that it was for him, and we wanted to do it for him. We wanted to send him out the right way.
Thank you, Avery. Josh Huff is joining us as well.
Hey, Avery, that's your third career touchdown. Think you missed your call, and you think you should have been a receiver, maybe?
I mean, I kind of joke with the coaches a lot, and you know, I want to play on the opposite side of the ball, but you know, sometimes my hands aren't up to par.
He's lucky the ball was tipped.
Josh, you talked about wanting to get a little measure of revenge against a program that didn't recruit you. Can you talk about your emotions, not only for winning, but when you crossed it, actually dove into the end zone?
Well, man, I just came out, tried to do everything I can for my team to get a W, and we was able to do that. And just getting I wouldn't call it revenge, but, you know, I just came out and played my game against a great Texas defense, and, you know, we was able to come out with the victory.
Mark, here in the back, straight back. Can you just talk about your seniors and what this senior class has meant to you, and having them win this ball game, great inspiring win going into next year, but just talk about the senior class, if you would.
We could be here for a long time. These guys, this group of guys is incredible. I've been in coaching like 19 seasons, and this group of guys has never existed before, and I've coached with some great guys and for some great guys. But, you know, these two guys, unbelievable bedrock type of guys, and not only the guys that are kind of the marquee guys that everybody knows, whether it's Wado or Taylor Hart, but, you know, Daryl Hawkins and Dustin Haynes, those guys get you. And guys that will their contribution to Oregon football will endure forever. And not only the fact that this is the most successful group kind of cohort in Oregon history, but just what a guy like Dustin Haynes is just so telling of this class. The guy never played a meaningful snap other than as a holder. Never played a meaningful down, and I think he was our best leader in our program. And that says a lot about these guys, their willingness to lead and be led by a guy like that. And certainly as a rookie in this, I couldn't have been with a greater group of guys. I let them down by not having a hyphen zero at the end of our record, but these guys are awesome.
Josh, will you just talk about Marcus's play tonight and how much of a weapon he was all night tonight?
He was incredible all night, man. Marcus stepped up big for us, especially when we had some drives getting penalties. He was able to use his legs, and he was able to stand in the pocket for a while and find receivers downfield. And again, he just came up big each and every time we needed him, and that's why he was the MVP of the game.
Coach. Coach, Marcus had over 130 yards first half. I don't know if you were surprised about that. If you were, how surprised were you and how he just sort of picked the team up on his back and carried it?
Well, that's something we talked about a lot coming into this game. When you look at how Texas has played a mobile quarterback, whether it's the Oklahoma State guy, I apologize for not knowing guys' names, or Bryce Petty or some of these other guys in this conference, there were some things there for the quarterback to make some hay and how they fit their coverage route-wise. A lot of it was 1-2 open space, get out and do your deal. And he's closer. He's still not 100%, which is scary. But the guy's special. And when these guys, you can see these guys hunt up blocks, and when he was – kind of closer to being, capital M Marcus, and our guys felt that, things were better. Certainly would have liked to punch in a few more touchdowns instead of field goals, but somebody would be happy and someone would be mad that we kick some field goals. So,
Josh, staying on Marcus, if we saw how good the offense was when he was able to run like that tonight, if he had never gotten hurt and if he was able to run like this all season, do you think you guys would have lost?
Who knows? But when he's healthy, he's a great threat to the offense, a great threat to other defenses. And, he just makes the offense go. And just got to wait for next year to find out.
Josh, you said that getting the school records wouldn't matter if you didn't win the game. Now that you've won the game, how much do the records mean to you?
Still doesn't mean anything to me. It's a pleasure to be in the record books, but records come and go, but the victory stays forever. And the memories that I made with my teammates today and this season, it's been a great, great thing to, put in the back of my mind and take that with me to my deathbed.
Josh, when Tyler got hurt and he was on the sideline, you went over and had a long embrace with him. What did you say to him in that moment?
Tyler is like a best friend to me, man. Ever since he's come in, I've taken one of my wings and we've grown together. He's like a brother to me. And at that moment, I've never seen him, cry the way he did. So I knew it was something serious. So I just told him that, I'm always going to be here for you. And, we're going to go out and get the victory for you. And I'm going to play my hardest for you. And, we was able to do that.
Mark, back here in the back again. I'm sure Cedric and Jackson, Jeffcoat kept you up all night. A lot of nights this week. Talk about how your offensive line protected and defended them and kept them at bay against Marcus.
I slept really well except for our 3-year-old daughter because of how we prepared. And our guys, we had that little lag point of finishing finals, and we had kind of some practices on the weekends that were more or less kind of just, you know, keep your timing, stay fresh, a little bit of conditioning, some tackling work that you try to maintain during that, you know, that period. But when we went to game plan and we started preparing for Texas, these last 2 weeks were our best 2 weeks of practice all year. And that helps you sleep at night. That is an incredibly talented defense, and they do a great job. And they did a really good job scheming us tonight. And we did a good job, for the most part, recognizing things and attacking their front. And then that led to some of the big runs by Marcus, the big runs by the tailback.
Josh, Marcus said this week that last time you came to Texas, you played very emotionally, maybe over the line. Can you describe your emotions tonight during the game, and your final game in Texas, and also now, kind of?
Last time I came to Texas, we was playing LSU, I believe, and kind of was overly excited. And, you know, I feel like I drained myself during pregame. So I took my time and, you know, I took my regular pregame rituals and applied it to this game, and I didn't get too excited. I just got excited at the time. It was time to get excited for. And my feelings now is, you know, it's great. You know, I feel great leaving off on a high note, and you know, just being around my teammates celebrating in the locker room, it was something great and something special. And it's gonna last for a lifetime.